You're catching up with Beck and Soda right now. But imagine laying poolside in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery's $3.5 million Henley Beach Grand Prize. Ticks at homelottery.com.au. SAFM's Beck and Soda. SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Good morning, South Australia. Good morning, Mark Soderstrom. How are we doing this morning?
Wonderful, Rebecca Morse. Hello, all. Nice, bright Tuesday.
I like to pride myself on bringing you little tidbits of information from around the globe that I don't think you would find yourself. Mm-hmm. No offence, but I don't think this is in your wheelhouse.
Righto.
And that is Selena Gomez becoming the most followed woman on Instagram. Do you want to take a stab? How many followers she might have?
I wouldn't even know where the ballpark start is for that, but I don't know. 2 million.
400 million.
What?
In fact, she's just hit 401 million followers. She's done a little post saying, I wish I could hug all 400 million of you. Well, that would take you a long time, Selena. You'd be very busy.
She's a singer or an actress?
Hang on, you don't know who Selena Gomez is?
I know her name, but I don't know what she does. Well, I don't really follow her. I'm not one of the 401 million.
She started on the Wizards of Waverly Place, but she's more recently been she's more recently starred with Steve Martin and Martin Short. You would have heard of those two guys.
Yeah, what is she, the third amigo? Weren't they two of the three amigos?
Is that correct? Yes.
Oh, in
Where's Chevy Chase? Did
murders,
he get the
only,
bullet?
Only Murders in the Building. We're watching that at the moment.
Don't even know what that is.
Anyway, the reason that she has skyrocketed, she's still behind two men, of course, two sports guys.
What do you say, of course?
Lionel Messi?
Lionel Messi, of course. The
I know it's Lionel. I was just trying to pretend that I didn't know. And another sports guy.
Right. But don't count because they're guys.
No.
And you said, of course,
Cristiano Ronaldo has 563 and Lionel Messi has 443. So she's coming to get the men, but she's been fueled. The follower count has been fueled by her feud with.
Don't know.
Very famous feud. Married to a very famous pop star.
Family feud.
No.
That's a famous feud, isn't it?
This is a great game. I love this.
Justin Bieber's wife.
I've got her. Oh, Jessica Biel.
No.
Yeah, no. Justin Bieber's wife, Jessica Biel.
No. Hailey Bieber. Jessica Biel is Justin Timberlake's wife.
Oh, this is stupid.
No, I'm going to give him that. That's well done, pop culture.
So
that is stupid.
People think that Hailey Bieber's been a mean girl to Selena who dated Justin. So in support, they've followed her. Your face is very, very confused right now. See, I'm not great at pop culture, but I'm the queen when it comes to you.
I don't understand anything that we just talked about there, or even why we talked about it.
It's also funny that you've got your glasses on as well.
Yes, and they're just on the edge of your
just
nose.
I'm
hoping that the glasses help me understand what you're saying.
Well, congratulations to Selena Gomez for cracking 400 million followers.
There you go.
The takeout
well
point.
Yeah. Thank you.
You will never get that 3 minutes back, Adelaide.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
There is a hero in this town. He walks amongst us. His name is Henry. We know he's a delivery driver. This man saved your dog's life on Friday at lunchtime.
He did. Quick recap. The postie was delivering a wine box, which is quite unusual.
Amazing.
Usually I'm just getting things like Bibles delivered to my house.
No, you're not. You're normally getting clothes and other things that you've been gifted for free because you flogged them on Instagram.
Also true. So he was making his daily delivery. Mm. He left the gate open. Our new dog, we've only had him for a couple of months. He's a very naughty boy, Wolfie the Samoyed, snuck out, headed down to the beach. Now, that's where he found himself in trouble. He got himself into the Torrens Outlet, which is where the river meets the sea down there in Henley Beach, South West Beach. There's quite a lot of water there at the moment. Got himself in trouble. Henry, who was helping the postman look for Wolfie, stripped off, took his jeans off, dived in. I'm not exaggerating to say he saved Wolfie's life.
Mm.
I would hate to have had to deliver that news to my children.
This is amazing, though. Then he used his jeans that he took off as a lead. He fashioned them into a lead and brought Wolfie back home. So all we know is that this hero is some sort of delivery guy in Adelaide, and he was somewhere around the Henley Beach region on Friday at lunchtime. We need to find this man because he saved your dog's life.
And we lost a dog last year, and the thought of losing another one, he saved his life. He disappeared into the night like an actual superhero with no pants, wet jeans, wet hair. So if someone delivered something to your house dripping wet, that's our Henry.
So he's a delivery guy. That's what we know. And we know his name is Henry, and that's come from your post. Postman. He has told us that. Anyone in Adelaide, if you know a Henry who is a delivery guy, on Friday afternoon around about lunchtime, he has made this great save. He must have told someone about it. Friends, family, you must know about this. If you know who this mysterious legend, this hero is, give us a buzz, 131060. We've got to track this man down.
Do. Oh, and just a quick shout out to Sahib, the postie, if you're listening. Can you put the wine on the veranda? But make sure you shut the gate today. Thank you.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Last night, Seven News ran with the very important, hard-hitting story that the neon sign from the Crazy Horse that was sold for $24,000 is back on the market.
Absolutely. Now, I remember it was a lady, Ashley, bought it, didn't she? It's a massive sign. It's like 3 or 4 metres in size.
It doesn't fit in the space she wanted it, so it's back. She wants to make a tidy little profit. She listed it for $30,000, didn't get any nibbles. Currently at $27,000 if you want to snap it up for your man cave.
$27,000. I think she said she wanted to crane it in and have it up over a pool or something. So imagine you're swimming in the pool. You see this massive sign for the Crazy Horse.
I was very interested to hear the little banter, the witty repartee between you and Will Goodings coming out of that story on Seven News last night.
Gotta find a new home. It just needs to be a really big home, as it turns out.
I think it'd be huge.
Don't even know where that place is or was.
Total at a loss.
You got any idea?
I don't even know what it's about. Apparently, it was very popular.
I've seen the loyalty card. I've seen how many stamps are on there.
What is this thing called the Crazy Horse? I mean, what is the equestrian club? What happens there? Do you learn to ride horses?
You dirty fibber.
What?
We've all been to the Crazy Horse. I've been to the Crazy Horse.
What happened?
I just went once. I wanted to see what the fuss was about.
And what was it about?
I just saw some ladies dancing and I thought, oh, they're flexible.
Well, clearly Will Goodings and I went there.
Do you remember the
famous... No, I don't. I've never been there. Where is it?
You protest too much.
Yes. What?
Do you remember the famous catchphrase, the marketing slogan for the Crazy Horse back in the day?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. The fact that this lady, Ashley, who bought the sign, wanted to put it over her pool sort of ties in with the catchphrase. You remember it from back in the day. This ad.
Oh, this is the old commercial here.
Internationally acclaimed as one of Australia's premier nightclubs, the Crazy Horse is open from 8:30pm till 5am nightly, except Sunday, with free entry before 9pm. Don't you miss out. We're getting better and wetter.
Oh, my God. What was that at the end?
Closed on Sunday so all the men can go to church and ask for forgiveness.
Did you say we're getting better and wetter?
That woman's voice sounded so wholesome. It's like she had a list of commercials she had to do for the day. She did haberdashery, Joreen's frock salon, and then she had to... excuse me, Jan, could you just give the wetter a little bit more?
That is astounding. And where is this place?
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Okay, we talked yesterday about a woman who shared on TikTok a photo of her toilet seat, lid attached, tucked into her dishwasher amongst all the plates and the crockery and just popped it in there on the, on a long wash. You wouldn't want to do a short wash for that, would you? You really need to get all the fecal matter off.
That is disgusting. And it's in there with the cutlery and the crockery, which I find quite astounding. The thing's called a dishwasher for a reason. It washes dishes. It's not called a toilet seat washer. I'm appalled and horrified by that picture. And it looks like there's a couple little spots on there too that need a good clean. It's not right. But you know what was quite funny was yesterday after the show, because we touched on this and we were both horrified because it's beyond unhygienic. It's just downright disgusting and potentially dangerous, I would think.
Know how it would cross one's mind.
Well, anyway, we were chatting after the show, and our boss, Flack, who's a lovely, lovely man. And
a lovely man. What are you, is your contract
very
up,
committed.
Mate?
No, he's standing next to me. Yeah. That's why I'm saying it. He's in within arm's reach. I can touch him. Little Esche man in
he's
his
Tommy
Hilfiger top and his Lacoste shoes.
Anyway, who'd you roll for those shoes, mate?
For the last time, come on. It's the only shirt that fits me, so shut up.
Hey, focus.
Excuse me, Esche boss. Can I just say, so yesterday you said after the show, I think it'd be a good idea for you guys to try the experiment.
Yes, I think I wanted to see how it would go if you could take your toilet seat off, put it in the dishwasher and see how clean it comes out.
Mm. Absolutely.
I said then I'd have to go into the kitchen and you know I don't like doing that.
Well, I actually had no interest in removing my toilet seat and sticking it in with my dishes. So it was a no from me.
So the boss, he took one for the team. And what did you do, you dirty, dirty man?
Ding, it was only ding, left ding. With you.
We've got a winner. The toilet seat has come out immaculate. Immaculate.
How did it go in?
I took the toilet seat off, yep. Which took me about 20 minutes to figure out, but then I put it in the dishwasher, I put it on the full cycle, put the little tablet thing in,
yep.
And also, this is the trick, you've got to put the liquid stuff, because that shines your glasses.
Right.
That brought a real nice shine to the toilet seat. This is how you clean toilet seats.
Can I ask you, Esche Flack, can I ask you, was there any other utensils or cutlery or crockery in with said toilet seat?
I left the wine glasses in.
Oh, you.
I had a couple of reds on Sunday night.
Filthy. I'll tell you what, your reds have turned into browns.
Oh, okay, gross. Yeah. And your ass smells like finish.
Oh, mate.
There you go. All right, 13, 10, 60.
What is going
Let's do
on?
This. Real quick.
Rob,
what did you put in the dishwasher? Flax put the toilet seat in.
All right, so we want to ask, a dishwasher is for washing dishes, not Flax little bum chair.
It works. I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm telling you, try it.
Can we ask? 13, 10, 60. I was going to ask, has anyone put their toilet seat in, but we'll get crickets. So can I ask, 13, 10, 60, have you washed something other than your dishes in the dishwasher? Beck, we've been talking about washing your toilet seat in a dishwasher. We saw this on social media going, oh. No way. Our boss, Flack the Esche, did it. He's actually washed his toilet seat in there and he reckons it's sparkling and looks magnificent.
It's not like the toilet bowl, to be honest. I mean, unless your aim is bad, you should just have your bum
Mate,
on the toilet seat.
How many people have told you that you should put the lid down on the toilet when you flush it because the poo particles go in the air and can go on all the different things in your bathroom, right? So I'm tipping there's enormous amounts of poo particles on your toilet seat. That's not for your dishwasher.
All right. Okay.
Now 13, 10, 60. What have you washed in your dishwasher? Patrick from Fruville, what is it?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, definitely a toilet seat. I've done it some time ago and it worked fantastic. So I'm very happy to find someone that also did it and is happy with the results.
Hang on, what? So we've seen this on TikTok, but 15 years ago, pre-TikTok, how did you know to do this?
Well, I was just sick, you know, cleaning the toilet bowl around the edges of the connection to the bowl and stuff like that. And I couldn't get to the poo bits, as you say. And I just unhooked it, put it in the dishwasher. Yeah. Mrs. comes home and says, where's the toilet seat? I said, it's in the dishwasher. Yeah. I've been hearing about it every year from ever since. You know, I mean, still in trouble for it.
Oh,
I think
Patrick.
It fantastic.
Well
Lots
done, mate. I'm glad you've done it.
Curve.
There you go. Yeah. Speaking of things from the bathroom, now, Aaron Phillips, football superstar.
Yeah.
Absolute ripper. The greatest AFLW player in history and one hell of a basketballer. So her wife, Tracy.
Yeah.
I remember Tracy was washing the toothbrushes in the dishwasher.
What?
Yes.
What?
In the little utensil compartment. Tracy sticks the family toothbrushes in, your filthy animal, Trace.
And then you're putting that in your mouth.
Yes.
That's worse than a toilet seat.
Not only that, they've probably got poo particles on them because you've been flushing the toilet with the toilet seat up.
And toothbrushes are like $3.
This is like some sort of cross-contamination. Yeah. Trace, stop being a tightwad and go and buy some new toothbrushes. This is a true story. Who else we got?
Hannah in Salisbury, what did you put in your dishwasher?
I put the filters of my range hood in there.
Oh, really?
Yep, get the grease off, that's for sure.
Did it do a good job?
It certainly did. It gave it a finished touch.
Oh, I like that. You know what? They get that really thick, greasy grime that becomes not only hard to get off, it then gets stuck on your fingers.
It does, so that's why the dishwasher does the job, not me.
What a great idea. Thank you. Back in Gulfview Heights, what did you put in your dishwasher?
The ducted vents, vents that come out of the ducted air conditioning.
Wow.
Same thing. The dust and the grime comes off without any effort.
Beck, I love this.
Yep.
I wonder if you could put like oven trays and stuff in, because they're hard to clean as well.
Well, hang on. It is a dishwasher, well, mate. That's what it's for.
Mate. Not that left of centre, is it? I'm like, ooh, housework facts. You got me.
Imagine if we used the dishwasher for the purpose that it was created for.
Amazing. All right.
My God. All right, we've got one more here. Natalie from Evanston Park. Nat, what are you washing in there?
I put our hats in the dishwasher.
You what?
Yeah, like your caps. So I find they get all the marks and the stains out. They hold their shape really well and they come out perfect every time.
Oh, because I was going to say, why don't you just put them in the washing machine? But
yes.
that squashes them a bit.
Yes, it does. I find it damages them, and the tag says the dishwasher safe. So I gave it a go, and I haven't looked back.
The tag on the hat says dishwasher safe.
Yeah, some of them do.
Really?
There you go.
Because, they say, do not tumble dry, do not ring. So I thought, well, I'm going to try the dishwasher, and it's come out really well.
It's a hack.
That is fantastic. Natalie, thank you so much.
There you go.
Well, it's fascinating what people are putting in their dishwashers here in Adelaide.
Okay, just let me check my hat.
Your hat dishwasher safe?
It doesn't have a tag on it.
Why don't you go to the toilet and check the toilet seats and see if their dishwasher safe?
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Well, Beck, we have been on the hunt for a hero. His name is Henry. He is a man that doesn't wear pants because he just goes around on Fridays around Henley Beach saving dogs, taking his pants off, swimming in the Torrens outlet, rescuing big, massive dogs like Wolfie the Samoyed.
There's not many people who would actually have the strength. I can't hold this dog on a lead. So this man has saved my dog's life on Friday.
Absolutely. We have been on the hunt for him. All we knew was from Sahib, the postman, told us that the guy's name was Henry. He was some sort of delivery driver or courier. Mm. And we have been looking for him for more than 24 hours. Where is this man? Where is this hero? We got a phone call. Hello.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Henry.
Henry. Is it Henry, my hero?
I'm your hero, Beck.
Oh, mate, Henry, you are the superstar. You are the man that saved the dog's life.
All in a day's work.
So how did you know we were looking for you?
Well, I've just jumped in my car this morning and heard you talking about me.
Do you work out straight away that it was you?
I don't think anyone else has jumped in the river lately to save a dog, so yeah.
Henry, thank you so much. So what happened? How did it unfold?
I deliver for Girl Friday Organics. That's my business with my wife. And I'm pulled up near your house, apparently, and seen Sahib in all sorts of distress saying he's lost a dog.
So Sahib is the postman we discovered yesterday.
He's a courier.
Oh, wow. And so and he was in distress. What did he say?
He's like, this dog's got out of the gate. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I'm like, he's probably gone to the beach. Let's go have a look.
Right.
He was stressing. I couldn't leave him like that.
Aww. Right, so both of you just took off running down the beach looking for this dog.
We went different directions down to the beach.
Yep.
Sure enough, there off in the distance was that big white fluff ball.
That naughty, naughty fluff ball.
Living his best life chasing seagulls.
My Lord. Henry, this is absolutely fantastic, but thank you. Now, you said Girl Friday you work for. What do you deliver?
We do certified organic fruit and veg boxes all across Adelaide.
Beautiful. Right. And so you just happen to be in the area, you see the postie stressed, and you guys just really like a 1-2 duo, like Starsky and Hutch take off and rescue.
That's exactly what it was like.
Okay. So Wolfie ends up in the outlet. Now, he's not a bad swimmer, but it's pretty deep there at the moment. So what happened?
He was doing great, but for some reason he wasn't getting out the way he came in. He just wanted to try to climb out over the concrete walls. And after a while, he's just struggling to keep his head above water.
Geez.
Naturally, the pants came off and in I went.
So, mate, obviously this is a pretty serious scenario. You've jumped in, you've got Wolfie out, and then, because we've heard that you were getting around with your pants off, making a lead or something out of them.
I don't know if you've met Wolfie, but he's quite the unit.
Right.
He's a big boy.
And so he didn't really take to being walked around by his collar, so... had the pants there and improvised a solution.
Yeah, I didn't realise how serious it was, to be honest. So, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I've got kids and a dog myself, so there was no options there.
Oh. Mate, you are an absolute star, Henry. This is brilliant. I can actually see Beck is quite emotional now.
I can't imagine what I would have told the kids if this had happened.
Henry, you are an absolute superstar. Mate, can we get you to come in?
I'd love to come in and say good day.
Oh, mate, awesome. We've got to get you in, mate. Well, just give us a buzz when you're close. We're at 70 Franklin Street in the city. Mate, we've got to come in and we've got to thank you. But you've got to sort something out for this man. He's your hero.
I better get him some. Maybe I can give him the wine delivery.
I'll see you guys soon.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much. Well, there you go.
We found him. I love how we tried to cast the net. Does anyone know this man? And then the man himself just turns on the radio and goes, oh, that's me. It me.
Hey, good day. Yeah, Henry was listening to SFM. That is brilliant. Well, I'm glad he's on his way in, Beck. Pretty amazing. That is just remarkable what he's been able to do.
Hearing the story from him, I must admit, I didn't know how close we were to losing him. So, I have to give him a very big hug. Oh, I don't know whether he wants that. He's getting it.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Beck, we just actually spoke with Hero Henry. He is the man that saved your dog. We've been able to track him down. And we tracked him down. We were trying to get word of mouth everywhere. And Henry just turned the radio on and goes,
simple as that.
I think they're talking about me. But I've got to say, just while that song was on there, you actually become quite emotional now. This has dawned on you what has happened and how close Wolfie came to really, really getting himself in trouble.
I'm a bit rattled. I didn't know that it was life and death for Wolfie. So we've only had him for 2 months, and it took us a good sort of 6 months, and I wanted to wait longer to get him because we lost our Dalmatian Henley mid last year, and we'd had him for 8 years, and he was the best dog we've ever had. And he was he escaped from our gate. We're on a busy road and was hit by a car and killed. And I've spoken before about the fact that sitting the kids down and telling them that we'd lost Henley was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
And you had Henley for what?
We had him for nearly 10 years. Yeah. And so the kids have been pestering us for a new dog. I didn't want one. I wasn't ready. But this dog, even though I've spoken about the fact that he hates me and has peed on my bed, the children are obsessed with him. They love him so much. And then to think that, first of all, I'd already heard that he'd got out the gate, and I thought, oh, thank God he didn't get hit by a car in the same way, because if we'd lost another dog in the same way, I just don't know how the kids would have ever recovered.
Yep.
And then to hear that Wolfie's, I go to call him Henley, I call him Henley all the time, that his head was under the water, the Torrens outlet, that he would have drowned and we would have lost a second dog in the space of a year. I had no idea that it was touch and go. I thought he was just a naughty dog and this guy had rescued him. I didn't know that we nearly lost him.
It's bloody tough, isn't it? And I know we've lost dogs growing up, and it's a family member.
Yeah.
It is so, so tough. So to Henry, and he's on his way in, which is great.
I know. Yes. I'm going to give him a big snotty hug.
Yeah. But to Henry, he's generally saved your dog's life. And I'm glad in this case, we've got to get your gate fixed.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Well, we've got to get your gate fixed.
It needs a spring on it so it just shuts.
Can you seriously get that done today? No, you need to get that fixed.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. SAFM's Beck and Soda. Beck and Soda have the buns you need.
Cause your Easter won't be Easter without Beck and Soda's hot cross buns.
Travis Spoke here from the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Kate Freeburn from 10 News First.
I'm Rosanna Majorelli.
And I'm Will Goodings from 7 News.
This is Carrie Bickmore.
This is Thomas Little.
This is Abby Chatfield.
It's Cam Dabo here.
This is Hughesy.
This is Brody Smith from the Adelaide Football Club.
This is Larry Emder, and I have my hands on Beck and Soda's buns.
Oh, that's a long list of bun ambassadors.
That is amazing. Yeah, some of the biggest names in entertainment and sport there.
We have searched far and wide to get those big names.
Oh, boy. So, we even went to some people we know.
So,
people within this organisation.
It's for a very good cause, though. We want you to get your hands on our hot cross buns at Romeo's Foodlands, and all the proceeds go to Kickstart for Kids to help them buy a new van.
Yeah, I'm not sure the celebrity heavyweights there are the big marketing tool. The big marketing tool is actually helping some kids that really need to get some breakfast. 60,000 breakfasts a week are delivered and supplied by Kickstart for Kids. And by you buying some buns from Romeo's Foodland, you get the opportunity to not only pick up $250 if you tag a picture of your buns and get us involved in it, but also you have the chance to help these kids and we can get this beautiful, fantastic refrigerated van for them for their deliveries.
Well, Soda, I'm about to add for you two very big names in the music industry to our Bunbassadors list. Oh.
Brilliant.
Household names.
Have you been out working?
I have been out with my little cassette recorder.
Here we go.
Chatting to some very big names like this one.
Hey, this is Conrad Sewell and I've got my hands on Beck and Soda's buns.
Conrad Sewell.
Right.
You don't. Okay, play the song quick. This song.
Healing Hands, right. Aussie Conrad Sewell.
He performed at the Carols by Candlelight in Elder Park.
Yeah. Right.
Big name in the music industry.
Fantastic.
Getting his hands all over our buns.
Well done. Good on you, Sully.
Okay, and...
hang on. What, you've outdone that?
Look, you'll know the song. I'll just say that.
Hang on.
You'll know this
hang on.
Song.
So, it's not Rod Stewart who's in town?
Couldn't get Rod. Still have a message with the manager.
Ed Sheeran's been here.
Shiro also just getting back to me.
Harry Styles has been in town.
Stylesy also left several DMs and they've not been read yet. I also left a couple about the buns.
Who have you got then?
Okay.
Here we go.
This one.
Hi, this is Jolyon Petch and I've got my hands on Beck and Soda's buns.
Yep. Jolyon Petch.
Jolyon Petch.
Internationally renowned DJ.
Are they duo, Jolyon Petch? Who are Jolyon Petch?
Jolyon Petch. This song.
Oh, that's Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get Stevie.
Have you got Stevie Nicks? Tell you what, if you got Christy McVie, I'd be impressed.
Yeah.
I take it she's no longer...
She passed recently, didn't she? Is that too soon?
Probably too soon.
So Jolyon Petch, he remixed Dreams.
What?
He's the remixer. He made a lot of money out of it.
He put a beat behind that song.
So he's a DJ.
Yes.
This is the one.
DJs are very cool.
This is the guy that was skateboarding. Not the guy, but the guy that was skateboarding down.
Yeah, I know, with the sea spray cranberry juice on the longboard.
They're trying to help our cause. Why don't I send another message to Harry Styles right now? I'm due to message him anyway.
Well, I'd like to thank both Jolie and Petch for getting on board.
Yeah, that's great.
Dear Harry,
me again.
Can you please go to a Romeo's Food Lane? There's 26 of them here in Adelaide and South Australia, and go and get your hands on our buns, please. They're Belfers, they're juicy, they're moist. You can get fruit, you can get fruitless, and every time you buy them, the money will go towards Kickstart for Kids. Come on, it's Easter.
There you go.
Yes,
all right,
Harry. I have a blue tick. I'm not a normal stalker.
It's not even his song, though.
No.
He's just put, like, music. He put a disco beat behind Fleetwood Mac.
That's smart.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Well, the search has been on for the past 24-plus hours, Beck, to find the man. His name is Henry. He is a hero. He saved your dog Wolfie's life, and we've got him. He's in the studio now. Here's our man. Hey! Henry the hero. Oh, look at this man. He's just strolled in, Beck. The embrace is on. Henry, well done, mate. You are an absolute superstar. This is fantastic, mate. Welcome into the studio.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's a bit of a surprise to hear you talk about me this morning. I got in the car. But I'll take that.
Henry the hero. He's like, I think that's me.
Look, this is fantastic. So if you're just joining us, Beck, your dog Wolfie last Friday escaped from the front yard. He took off down the beach. The postie was chasing him. Henry the hero pulled up. He was in his courier van doing his deliveries. He's jumped in with the postie. You've both ran down there, Henry, and you've seen Wolfie. I mean, it must have been quite remarkable.
Way off of the distance. He was a speck on the horizon, basically.
Yeah. And what happened?
Just chasing birds. We start, making our way towards him, and he didn't want to be friends, basically.
Do you know what? If it's any consolation, we've only had him for a couple of months. He doesn't want to be friends with me either.
Okay.
He's taken a disliking to me, Henry, so I'm not surprised that he wouldn't come to you. He's a bit of a prickly pear, our Wolfie.
Okay.
So, Henry, you're down near the outlet. So this is down where the Torrens and the beach meet, around about that West Beach sort of area.
Yeah.
And what's happened?
So, yeah, he's kind of disappeared behind the dunes as we're moving out towards him, and come around the corner, and there he is having a swim in the river.
Right.
But, if for whatever reason he wasn't coming out by the way he came in, he was trying to get out over the concrete walls.
Right.
Which are quite steep.
It was impossible.
Yeah.
And so he started swimming in circles, looked a bit confused, you know.
Yeah.
And after a while, his head, he was struggling to keep his head above water.
Oh, dear.
It's like the scene from The Never Ending Story with Atreyu.
Oh, don't.
I know. My instincts kicked in back. I'm a father myself of a dog as well. And
yeah.
Yeah, the instincts kicked in and just off came the pants. You know what?
Well, good thinking, though, to get your pants off while you do this. But you could see.
It's a good pants.
He was in all sorts of trouble.
He wasn't doing too well, yeah.
Wow.
He's also a really big dog. So how did you go actually pulling him out of the water? Like, you could have got yourself in trouble as well.
I didn't realise how deep it was. Yeah. Right up to my chest.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's lucky. I mean, if he didn't get stuck there, we would never have been able to get him. There's no way he's going to voluntarily come with us. So it's true. Actually turned out to be a bit of a blessing. Yep.
But Henry, I don't know whether you're aware that we lost our family pet. Henley, he got hit by a car crossing that road. So, it's quite likely that could have... Wolfie had to cross two roads to get to the beach. The thought of losing him again and having to tell my kids, I can't thank you enough, because a lot of people wouldn't have done that or wouldn't have had the confidence to do it. So thank you.
You're welcome, Becca. Yes, of course. No, there was no other options as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
Well. Mate, this is absolutely amazing what you've done. So once you sort of dragged him out of the water...
I had to grab him by the butt fur. He's a solid dog. Yeah, he didn't flinch.
Right.
And pulled him out by the collar. He weighs a lot.
Yeah.
He's pretty tired, but after about 10 seconds, he got his steam back.
Oh,
and
right.
He was off like a horse. He just pulling me along.
Right.
Just trying to twist his way out of it. He's a good boy. He wasn't biting me. He could have.
That's a change. He would have been biting Beck by then. And so we'd heard from Sahib, the poster, yesterday. So then, because he was so strong and powerful and ready to go, what did you do with your jeans?
Yeah, it was a fair walk back. So I thought, I've got these pants here. They're going to make a perfect leash. And then we can control him a bit better. He can feel like he's going for a run.
So you're walking two blocks along busy Henley Beach roads in your jocks.
With Sahib in his high vis and
you're soaking
walking Wolfie
in your
with
undies.
My pants. Me half naked. Yeah, it would have been a sight for sore
I'm
eyes.
I'm laughing now because he's safe, but I can't believe what that would have looked like for people driving past.
Mate, that is absolutely phenomenal, mate. Honestly, you are a hero. I can't believe we found you, which was brilliant. And the fact that you were actually listening to us this morning is brilliant.
Couldn't believe it.
So you get in the car and you hear us talking about this guy, Henry, the pantsless man, the courier driver. Did you just stop and go, hey, these people are talking about me?
Mate, the moment I turned on the radio, it was Henry the hero. I'm like, wow, this is going to be a good day.
All right, give your company a plug.
Yes.
So me and my wife own Girl Friday Organics. We deliver certified organic seasonal produce boxes right across Adelaide from north to south. Mixed fruit and veg. We do bread, we do wine. Chocolate, coffee, everything your heart could desire.
All right.
Brilliant.
Support an Adelaide small business, Girl Friday Organics. Get around them, because thank you, Henry. I can't thank you enough. My girls are very attached to this dog. They love him very much, and they thank you too, Henry. Thank you so much.
So glad to be of service.
Mate, you're a star. Girl Friday Organics, make sure you check them out on Instagram. That's where you can find all the details.
Yeah, I've got a website too.
Beautiful. Mate, you're a star.
My pleasure.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
131060, you can give us a call at any time. Brian has called in because he's just heard the magnificent rescue story about Henry the hero and Wolfie the dog. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Beck and Soda. How are we?
Good. Brian, can you believe that story that you just heard about my hero who stripped off to save my dog's life?
How good is Henry? Yeah, I heard the story and thought, what an absolute legend. Very, very brave lad jumping in and grabbing Wolfie. How lucky are you?
Beautiful. Now, Brian, you're from Denim and Cloth, our producers told us, which is a great casual clothes, jeans sort of store down on King William Road in Hyde Park. And you've also got one on the Parade in Norwood.
Yeah, exactly right. And a new store down at Glenelg. We heard the story and we thought we could deck this guy out for sure. So we've got some new jeans for him. We've got a new outfit for Henry to say, well done, lads, for being brave and doing what most of us probably wouldn't.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, his jeans would be worse for wear because he had to wrap them around Wolfie's collar to get him home. So I'm sure he would appreciate some new denim and cloth from Denim and Cloth, Brian.
Easy. Yeah, we'll sort him out with a pair of new nudies or something. And, to wear on his legs, not to use as a leash.
Brilliant point. And now, you know, the other thing too that we found out from Henry was after he'd actually rescued Wolfie on Friday, he had to go to a shop and buy a new T-shirt so he could actually finish his delivery. So he legitimately needs some new gear.
Classic. Yeah, we'll deck him out head to toe. We'd love to.
Appreciate Mate. That, Brian.
You're a star, Brian. Brian from Denim and Cloth. You can find them new store at Glenelg. They're also in Parade, Norwood, and down at King William Road, Hyde Park. Mate, thank you so much for being brilliant.
Well done, Henry. Love you guys. Thanks. Have a great day.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Oh, my gosh. Look at these trending topics.
Congratulations are in order to 92-year-old media mogul Rupert Murdoch, engaged for a fifth time.
How about 92?
No, he's 92. Right. He split with the very famous Jerry Hall last year.
That's right. Jerry Hall, ex-Mick Jagger partner for many years.
That was his fourth wife. Right. And then in September last year,
yes,
he met 66-year-old Anne Leslie Smith. I'll do the maths for you. That's 26 years his junior. Right. They met at his vineyard. She had been widowed 14 years ago. And love struck them.
Right, so he's going around again for a fifth time. At 92, geez, he's a hopeless romantic.
Oh,
Rupert,
he loves
isn't he?
Love. He just loves it.
I tell you what, it would be a super tight prenup, surely. It would have to be, wouldn't it? Be.
Otherwise, his kids would not be super happy.
I'm actually astounded he'd go for a fifth time. At what point do you just go, I don't reckon I'm any good at this gig?
Just live in sin.
Look, clearly very good as a media mogul. Can run billion-dollar industries, no problem at all. Marriages, not so great. Number five, when do you actually just go, that's it, no more?
When do you go, this is just my special friend?
At 92. Like, she could just be a friend with benefits. But he wants to get married again. He's going to walk down the aisle for a fifth time. That's actually pretty remarkable, isn't it?
I could see myself married to a 92-year-old. I think that pace of life would suit me quite well.
Do you reckon, I don't want to state the obvious, but do you reckon he's still pretty active?
There are pills. There are little blue pills.
It's absolutely amazing. I'm actually astounded that you would go five times. I mean, what's he going to gain out of it? It must be true love. It can only be true love from his point of view, isn't it?
Yeah, but do you have to put a ring on it for it to be true love? Can't it just be true love and then they see out their twilight years together? I mean, 66, she's still got a few decades ahead of her, but no, I mean, I feel a bit mean, but 92.
What?
I mean, you don't.
Well, she might be just in and out. Pretty quickly. She might be going, oh, well, he's probably got five or six on the clock years left and maybe I can get this swap.
Terrible,
I don't know.
Terrible, terrible cynic.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
She loves him. It's got nothing to do with the money. She loves him.
But it can't be purely physical because at 92 and he's worth billions of dollars, if he needed to just go and exercise his testosterone, he could do that in any manner of ways. He doesn't need to go and get married for a fifth time. For a 92-year-old. You know what? He might be a real firecracker.
Oh, I don't want to think about.
He could be.
I don't want to think about Rupert Murdoch in the bedroom.
Well, why not?
Well, because if I'm going to fantasize about anyone, it's probably going to be someone who's not aged in their 90s.
What, like his son Lachlan? But you got to look at it. Go so he's going around for a fifth time.
Five.
Oh, is there anyone in Adelaide? Can we actually do this? 13, 10, 60. Is there anyone in Adelaide who's been married five times or even four? Look, I'd imagine there's a few hat tricks around the place, right? There's always a few doubles. And there's probably a triple here. Someone's been married three times. Is there anyone in Adelaide that's been married four or five times or even more? I don't know. Is there anyone that is a real sucker for punishment? Someone who's really so sadistic that they'd want to go four or five times. Give us a call, 13 10 60. I don't reckon we'll find anyone that's been married four times in this town. And if we got a four or more.
Right. Congratulations to Rupert and Anne.
Good on you, Rupert.
Happily ever after.
Yeah, well done, Anne. Enjoy the money.
Oh, it's set to be the wedding of the year. Rupert Murdoch at the sprightly age of 92.
Geez, you were very careful with your selection of words there.
He owns a very big media company. I'm very scared of Rupert.
Just for everyone out there, while we were talking about this during the song, Beck goes, I'm really nervous to talk about Rupert Murdoch because I'm worried that my future might be compromised if I say anything.
He owns a lot of media organisations
in the world. I don't think he owns Southern Southern Cross Austereo, who is our parent company. Okay.
Anyway, he looks very handsome for his age.
Oh, someone's looking for another job.
He's just.
Beck, if it doesn't work with him and Ann Smith, yeah, would you be interested in being number six?
Well, like, I think I could keep up with the needs of a 93-year-old. I think it would meet my libido.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if he's going around five, he's a firecracker in the sack. I don't care what anyone says.
All right, he's about to get married for the fifth time.
We were asking, 13, 10, 60, and I actually did not think we would get a call. Has anyone been around the block maybe four or five times? Beck from Trot Park, good morning to you, Beck. Congratulations. What are you doing right now?
I'm about to go to work, but I am currently planning my fourth wedding.
Well, Beck, congratulations. Oh, are you a hopeless romantic?
I guess so, maybe. Either that or a glutton for punishment.
Was it you who wanted to get married again, or was it your current partner?
Well, he asked me, and it took him, a lot of work, I guess, to convince me that he was the right person, because I hadn't had the best luck, and but he's amazing. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for him.
Great, Beck. I love to hear that. Now, what's his name?
John.
Johnny. Okay. How many times has John been married?
I'm his second. I'll be his second wife.
Right. So this will be six between you.
Yep.
Well done. Hey, congratulations on finding love. Let's hope this one's the real keeper, Beck.
Oh, definitely. He is. Like I said, he's amazing.
Brilliant.
All right,
okay.
Well, hopefully Beck's not heading for five.
No, that's four coming up for her. Six between them. All right, Sharon from Valley View. Good morning, Shaz. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Right. Tell us what's happening.
I've been married four times and I'm going for my fifth.
Oh, Sharon, you little Rupert Murdoch, you.
Sharon, do you think after four, you just go, I'll just stay with this person and we don't need to have another wedding? Like, it's, why is a wedding important?
Well, we've been through a lot over the last 8 months or so. And it was just very significant that he asked me and I said yes. And so we'll wait until next year and
Brilliant.
When things settle down a lot.
Righto, Sharon, what's his name?
Kim.
Kim, congratulations to you and Kim. How many times has Kim been married?
Twice.
So he's coming for his third, and you're going for your eighth between you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's a big budget. Do you know what I just think, though? An excuse to get another nice dress.
Wow. Sharon, we wish you all the best to you and Kim. Mm-hmm. Wow. Eight between them.
I love
okay.
it. I love, you know what? I love the optimism of it. It's that you just keep going and you don't give up on love.
The glass is always half full, Beck. Steve, tell us about your glass. How many times have you been filled up?
Good morning, guys. Five times myself.
Wow. Currently in the fifth?
Yes, I am. Yes, right. Very successful and loving fifth.
Excellent. So how did the first four, how long did they last?
Well, they didn't go well, Beck.
they didn't go too well. The first one was the shortest, I think.
What is your shortest?
That was about a year and a half.
Oh, right. Steve.
Right.
When I was in the British Army, it was hard. So I went away on a special expedition to Norway and I came back and my wife was in bed with my best friend.
Oh, bloody hell.
Literally in bed when you got back through the front door?
Yeah, when I walked through the door. Yeah, there she was. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I come back 3 days early.
My Lord, Steve. Wow. Wow. Well, mate, you're a bloody trooper in literally and figuratively if you've gone through that.
I can just picture Steve. He's got his army duffel Steve. Bag over his shoulder. Honey, I'm home.
Yeah. Steve, I hope you weren't armed at the time.
No, not that time, no. No.
What happened with the second marriage, Steve?
Oh, she was dating one of the chefs of my regiment.
Right, okay. Steve, we haven't got enough time to go through all four scenarios that got you to the fifth, but I do want to know, so how long have you been with your current wife?
We've been together 12 years, but we've been married for 10.
Oh, mate, congratulations.
That's the keeper.
Steve, true love now?
Oh, she's the first non-English wife, and she's the best.
Good on you, mate. Well, Steve, we wish you all the best. Congratulations, five times and the fifth time lucky.
And I'm her third.
So you guys have got eight as well.
Nine.
Five for you and three for her?
Yeah. Yes, eight.
I'll tell you what, that's another phone or another time. What number have you got when you combine both your weddings? Steve, congratulations, well mate. Fifth time lucky.
SAFM's Beck and Soda, a new way to wake up. Get SAFM's Beck and Soda anywhere, anytime on the free listener app, SAFM.